Audible Inc. presents Here's the Pitch: How to Pitch Your Business to Anyone, Get Funded, and Win Clients. Written by Martin Surju. Narrated by Scott Woodside.
Life's a pitch. The only reason to give a speech is to change the world. John F. Kennedy. Former chief evangelist of Apple and entrepreneur supremo Guy Kawalski tapped into the driving force of entrepreneurs when he named his blog How to Change the World. Although money and success are prized, when entrepreneurs talk with passion about their product or service, they talk in terms of how it will help people or change lives. It is passion and vision that enable entrepreneurs to make great sacrifices and take risks that transform their dream to reality. For many entrepreneurs, there is a point when the pitch becomes the opportunity to take the dream to the next level. So often, however, those same qualities that make achieving great things possible fail to take shape or appear during the pitch. Those who aspire must inspire. Throughout history, great speeches have moved people and nations to take action and bring about change. Leaders have understood the power of a well-crafted speech, whether Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address or Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, to inspire its audience. The late Steve Jobs was a master at inspiring people through his annual Macworld presentations, connecting with his audience and taking them on an exciting, unpredictable journey. Yet, although history shows us that you can only move people to take action by reaching both their hearts and minds, the vast majority of unsuccessful pitches are data dumps that reach neither. Instead, more often than not, they induce death by PowerPoint. It is not enough for a pitch to simply inform. It must also engage and inspire. To achieve the desired impact, a pitch must, among other things, combine conversation, storytelling, and sales. Facts are never enough, and efficiency should not be confused with effectiveness. Pitching in a tough climate. The collapse of the financial markets in 2008 has placed the entrepreneur center stage. The loss of jobs and job security has led to people of all ages from all walks of life aspiring to become entrepreneurs. Discussion is frequent in the media about whether entrepreneurship and innovation offer the best way out of the recession. An emerging
sample complete. Ready to continue?